Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you're here with us. 55 degrees right now in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of 46. For tomorrow, sunshine doth return, and a high of about 54. Just yesterday, it was what, 72? How things change. Well, the Immigrant Entrepreneurs Summit is going to be taking place next month at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny on November 8th, as a matter of fact. With us in studio to chat a little bit about that and more is our guest, Ben Jung. Welcome to the News Hour, Ben. Good to have you here.
Very nice to be here.
I want to talk about several things because you're in a business that fascinates me, and then we're going to talk about the Immigrant Summit.
Sure.
Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, you happen to be your father. And you happen to own Ingersoll Wine and Spirits.
That's right.
And that's a fascinating business for me. Because, first of all, it's a fun business, I think, to be in. Because there's so many new things going on. But the Ingersoll Wine and Spirits store has got a long, long legacy in this community. Tell us a little bit about that.
We've been around since 1987. Very fortunate. We've been in the business of focusing on wine, beer, and liquor, and in Iowa, we're sort of lucky. Out of convenience, you can pick up your beer, your wine, and your liquor even when you're grocery shopping. So
right.
We have to compete with all of that.
You know, I would imagine, and you brought that up, so I want to go down that rabbit hole for just a moment if we can, with the proliferation of places to buy
absolutely
alcoholic products.
Yeah,
that really puts a pressure, I would suspect, on the standalone businesses out there that have to compete at a much more aggressive level.
That's right. We're always mindful of that. I think in any business, you have to be sort of mindful of your environment.
Sure.
But I think what we can still provide over 27 years is still specializing, having that in-house knowledge and expert staff who can give you good recommendations when you have an event, if you're even just looking for a wine for the night on the go. And wine has changed and beer has changed.
Oh, boy.
The landscape of what is out there is always changing. So our job is to stay on top of that.
Ben Jung, ladies and gentlemen, he is the proprietor over at the West Des Moines location of Ingersoll Wine and Spirits. His father is still running the ship downtown here on Ingersoll, just a couple of blocks away from our studio. You know, one other comment about that before we get into the Entrepreneur Summit, because I think this is very interesting. Just last week, we had Todd Dunkel in here, and Todd is a proprietor of the Iowa Distilling Company over in Cumming, Iowa. And he was here with his new vodka, as a matter of fact, that uses ozone to help purify it. That was a fascinating discussion about, he says that they just can't keep up with it. From a proprietor's standpoint, there are so many new products coming out, some micro products that are coming out from distilleries and breweries. How do you keep all that stuff straight? And a follow-up question to that, how are tastes of the consumer changing?
Well, you mentioned an Iowa product, and that's what we've got to do is just sort of meet the interest and demand. That specific vodka just sort of came out of nowhere. It was literally something that we were just made aware of that it was available in the market, which means we purchase all our spirits side through the state liquor
sure.
monopoly, which
mm-hmm.
is the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages division. So something like that, we had to act quickly to make sure our store shelves had it in stock. And I think it's also a neat aspect of how the landscape is changing. Earlier, it was more about how many Iowa wineries, and certainly there's been a big
proliferation.
Growth of wine in Iowa. But then it didn't stop there with wine. It kept going, And the vodka is a good example. And of course,
the beer.
And now the beer is still happening. So that's good for Iowa. That's good for a state. And it elevates, to borrow from our focus on wine, it kind of elevates the palates of the consumers, not just here in Des Moines, but everywhere who are looking for quality. They don't want what's convenient, what's just offered to them. They really are enjoying, I think, broadening their horizon and trying different things. And so whether it's a vodka or a craft beer, and certainly wine, that's something that we have a passion for.
Sure. And it's an educational progression as well, as people become more and more aware of the varieties that are out there to them. And Iowa wine has even gotten much better than what it used to be. It was all like sweet wine and, but they're starting to find some varietals that work in our climate and work pretty well. So, yeah.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Got to keep changing. All right.